and welcome back to another episode of Reloading with Brittany Scoble. I am your host, Brittany Scoble, and it's just me today. Usually I try to get somebody else to feed off of, but bear with me if I struggle. I've got my phone here in front of me, just in case I do mess up. I've just got like a outline. Anyways, today we are going to be talking about my own worth, which is my self-love page, mental health, and cannabis. And I know that that's not for everybody. I'm not trying to influence anybody to do it. I'm not trying to encourage anybody to do it. I just want to explain my mental health journey, a little bit about my own worth, which is my self-love page, and how I got into cannabis. That's just crazy. Like, I never thought that I'd be sitting here talking about cannabis. Anyways, My Own Worth is an Instagram page that I created back in 2021 to better my mental health and the way that I viewed my body, and it was a way for me to put all of my thoughts and feelings on paper. And I initially thought that it was going to be something that benefited me because I just needed to get my head out of the space that I was getting wrapped up in. And I wasn't treating myself nicely. I wasn't being nice to myself. And so I started My Own Worth, which is self-love, body image, inspiration, mental health, anything that you could fit in between those lines, health, wellness, all that jazz. So we're going to be talking about that. And today, I know I talked about gardening and cannabis a little bit, but I never go into depth because, you know, there's people that just don't like it. And like my mom said on the last episode, you can't educate the uneducated. So we're going to do that today. We're going to do a little bit of education here. And my ADHD is probably going to go through the rocker because I'm trying to read shit on my phone. And I don't know. I need somebody visually here to feed off of. So to dive back into my own worth, in high school, I was an all-around athlete. When I thought that I was fat, I was not. I had like a lot of muscle on me, way more muscle than I have on me right now. But my biggest thing with graduating out of high school and being so active in seven to nine different sports, I was really concerned that I was going to gain a whole bunch of weight once I graduated high school, not being active. But the opposite happened. I have found myself not cooking. I don't have my mom's home-cooked meals anymore. I'm living on my own. And I wasn't making myself my priority. I didn't realize how much I wasn't eating. And I guess I should say, I didn't realize how little I was eating, and the food that I was consuming was not good for me. It was all the food that my mom told me not to eat growing up. Diet Coke, packaged foods, freaking fruit roll-ups, Minute Maid rice, all that bullshit. Because it was easy, it was convenient, and in the cabin that I lived in, everything was just mushed together. Like, it was a small 900 square foot house. I felt like I couldn't breathe in there. I definitely could not cook in there. That was actually kind of the partial reasons why we moved, because you'd wake up and everything was in your face. And it was hard to clean as well, so we moved. I'm going to dive in a little bit about my mental health. Like I said, my mindset getting out of high school was, I am going to be fat. I can't overeat. I don't want to be overweight without moving. Like, I'm not moving my body near as much as what I used to be. And so in 2021, I created My Own Worth because I had seen my struggles on the scale. Like, I was not making the goals that I wanted. And we were actually getting ready for South Africa, and it was the year that my mom was going to come with me, and we had always discussed my weight and how to manage it and different ways to go around it. But the true wake-up call, and I'm sure some of you guys can like reference what TikTok I'm talking about, but I had posted a TikTok of me crying on the phone with my mom, and it said, like, this is my ultimate wake-up call. And basically what was held on that phone call was my mom saying, you know, like, hey babe, I'm concerned about your weight. And I had always brought the conversation up to her, but she said, as long as you're happy and as long as you're healthy, you should have no concern over the way that you look and how you treat yourself. But this phone call, she's like, I'm concerned about your weight. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull your bow back for Africa. And that's when I started like busting out in tears because I was like, okay, this is it. This is the flip. This is what needs to happen. And the next day we were putting pen to paper, everything that I needed to do in order to quote unquote change my life. And I'm still working. I'm working everything out. But over the years, a good conclusion I can say was I had no structure. I had no routine. I had no goals and ambitions, and social media really did not help with that because a lot of people like to call it easy money. And when we were in the cabin, like, life was so exciting for us because we just had moved out of our parents' place. We bought our own place. Money was coming very easy for us. We didn't go the college. Well, I did the college route, but I did not have good goals. I was not fueling myself in the ways that I needed to. And in the mix of that, I remember sitting in the cabin one day with some friends that we had invited up, and we actually became really good friends. So this is how I got into cannabis. This is my cannabis story now. So leaving self-love, and we're getting into the cannabis talk. I'll get into my own worth a little bit more on a different episode, but I mainly wanted to talk about cannabis on this episode, but I thought I'd do a little bit of a backstory. Do I sound crazy? Anyways. My journey with cannabis. We were sitting in the cabin one day with our friends that we had became really good friends with, and it was raining. And they had a pen. They did it. They did the Delta 8, Delta 9. And growing up, I was always told that, you know, drugs and weed is not good for you. I mean, clearly, I just was not educated. I didn't allow myself to be educated. And I also wasn't at the age of where I wanted to learn about it because it wasn't even something that I could do, because now I'm 22 and, you know, you can start smoking when you're 21. That's just another thing, like the stigma around cannabis and all that, like smoking. I think the word smoking is so bleh. Like, don't say that. Like, people call me a pothead. There's a difference. Like, I know a pothead when I see a pothead. I am not a pothead. Anyways, my parents were completely against it growing up, and I bloomed into my own person. So that rainy day, sitting on the couch with my friends, they're like, if you're gonna try it, this is gonna be the best time to do it, when you're vibing, it's, you know, vibey setting, you're with friends, you're relaxing, you're chilling. And so I took a hit. It was interesting. This wasn't my first ever experience. I actually went through like one of my little breakups with a boyfriend, and after that breakup, I was like really cross. We went to a party and I was with people that I shouldn't have been with, and they gave me one, like a joint or something, and it was awful. I was like, I'm never doing this again. Like, everything that my parents had told me was confirmed right then and there until the rainy day. And I learned there's different strains, there's different avenues, there's different ways that you can smoke it, and there's so much good that comes out of cannabis that's organic and holistic and quote-unquote authentic. It's just a more authentic way from a prescription or a over-the-counter drug. So when I decided that cannabis could be a potential aid for my mental health, I was hooked. One of my friends, I never really thought that I had ADHD until one of my friends like said to my face, girl, you got some ADHD. And I was like, no, I don't, until I realized, yeah, I probably do have ADHD. So ever since that conversation, I have been using cannabis. And I next want to talk about the effects of my daily life when it comes to cannabis. You're probably wondering, do I do it all day, every day? Do I do it just for, you know, to sleep? What do you do? What strain do you do? Do you intermix? And in simplest terms, I would say I never do it throughout the day unless I feel like I need that extra push for motivation. So that's another reason why I've found cannabis something that I want to do. There's different strains. So there's a strain to knock you out. It's called indica. In the couch. Indica. So I'll do a bowl at night, and that's usually what I do. And if Austin's gone and on the road and I feel like I don't have motivation or I feel myself lacking, I will take sativa throughout the day. And I've learned how to use sativa, how much sativa to use. I'm like in the best way possible, I'm like a freaking crackhead. Whenever I take sativa throughout the day, I'm go, go, go. And I know some people aren't like that. Like, you want to take it for pain or to feel relaxed, or you know you had a long day and you just want to feel relaxed and chilled out. But When I take sativa, I'm go, go, go. I want to do everything. I want to accomplish everything. And I would say the biggest thing that I don't like about using cannabis and doing stuff like that is I don't like how you know exactly when I'm high because of my eyes. I hate when people know that I am high. And when we invite friends over, I always make it a point, like even new friends, even though that this is my space, I'm welcoming you into my home. I always make it a point to say, hey, I'm gonna step outside. Do you care if I smoke? A, because I don't know if they do it. And B, I don't know if they are a fan of it. I don't know if they know that I do it. And I don't know if they're a fan of the smell. Because that's another thing, the smell. I hate the smell. It's like, okay, you light the bowl open and it's like, oh, wondering who's smoking. It's probably that freaking girl. See, I'm just very sneaky when it comes to it. I still feel like I'm walking on eggshells when I do it, like talking to my parents. Another question, do your parents know that you do it and what do they think? I don't overly talk about it with my parents. They don't care that I do it. I'm sure they do care. I'm sure my dad cares. But at the end of the day, it's my body. It's my choice. I have my own, you know, space to do it in. They have nobody has no say in what you do. But I'd say my mom is more on my side with cannabis, you know, just because I don't want to be prescribed anything for my ADHD. And so I thought that a more quote unquote holistic way to go around, you know, my ADHD and my mental health was marijuana, because it's a healthier alternative than a prescribed drug that has many side effects. When in simplest terms, I can get medical marijuana, take it when I want, how much I want, yada yada. I want to talk about common misconceptions when it comes to cannabis, because there's a ton of things that I would love to debunk for the people that are watching this episode solely to see what I have to say about cannabis. So let's get into that. Cannabis is always illegal. So while cannabis is illegal in many places, there are a lot of states that have made it legal. Each state and laws do vary, so if you are seeing this episode and you're wondering what you can do and how you can apply it to your life, also, you know, not encouraging anybody to do it, but if you're wanting to explore different avenues or routes for your mental health, do so. Just talk to your care provider. Get that checked out. The laws vary. It's crucial to know regulations in your area. This is a common misconception, but research suggests that majority of cannabis users do not go on a harder drug. That was also another thing. A lot of people think once you start cannabis, you're going to want to work your way up to a different drug, or that cannabis is addicting. It's not addicting. I don't understand why people think that it's an addicting drug, because it's not. Like, I could go without weed if I wanted to, but I choose to because I know it's a tool that I can use to get me through the day. Cannabis is only for getting high. So, no, it's not for only getting high. It can be used for pain management, reducing anxiety, improving sleep, and even as an anti-inflammatory. So people of all ages can use this. Obviously, nobody under the age of 21, but there's a lot of people older that use it and love it. Okay, so what I was saying earlier, I had this written down. Another common misconception is cannabis is addictive. While cannabis can be habit-forming for some individuals, it is not considered physically addictive like substances such as opioids or nicotine. However, it is always important to use any substance responsibly and in moderation. Remember, when everyone's experience is different with cannabis, it's essential to do your own research and to talk to your doctor before you try exploring these routes. Again, I'm not trying to influence anybody on cannabis. I'm going to say that and reiterate that a lot because this is a risky topic to talk about. And I don't see a lot of influencers talking about it. And I know there's out there that sit on their front porch and smoke all the time. And if you're one of those, congratulations, we can vibe together. So if you are wanting to explore the cannabis route, I want to talk about legal and safety considerations that you might have. Just because it's different in each state, and each state has its own separate laws, so it's really important to do your own research, because you could really royally f*** yourself up, even from driving from state to state. You can't do that. Like, look, do some research. Cannabis laws are always changing, obviously. Like, every other, I feel like every other state, Iowa's not going to become legal. Kim Reynolds, that girl Kim Reynolds, our governor, she's not going to, she's going to make sure Iowa's the last state that becomes legal. Some states that are legal and you can use for recreation is California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and many others. That's just to name a few. Medical use is permitted in even more states with verifying qualifying conditions and regulations. Okay, so why would someone want to choose cannabis over prescriptions? And in simplest terms, it's a natural vibe. There's way less side effects. It's a personal choice. Everybody's different. My body, my choice, right? Just like the tattoos that I put on my body and just like every cuss word that gets flung out of my mouth. Dad, you can't tell me what to do. Nobody can tell you what to do. It's your body, your choice. You have full control over how you want to better help your body. Chronic conditions, a lot of people, like I was saying, use it for muscle relaxers, people with joint problem, and it's used as a anti-inflammatory. So when I talk about natural vibes, some people prefer what they see as a more natural option. Side effects, some people might experience fewer or tolerable side effects with cannabis rather than prescribed prescriptions. Chronic conditions. It can be a helpful alternative for managing certain chronic conditions, especially where traditional medications haven't done the trick. Personal choice, at the end of the day, it's all about what aligns with your values and your lifestyle. I did put in a segment for Q&A. I just didn't ever get around to asking people about, you know, what questions they might have for me. So I thought the most obvious one would be, what strains I use, what's my routine, which I kind of touched up on that a little bit, but I'll give you the rundown, like, from start to finish. There's a place in town that I get my disposables from, and when I say disposable, you see and look and think of a nicotine stick, a vape. My dad came over the other day, and I had thrown away a disposable that had got like washed away in the rain. It fell out of my pocket and I was putting it in the razor to load up to throw it out. And my dad's like looking down at this, like, what's this? And I'm like, oh my, he's gonna think that I'm vaping. This guy's always thinking that I'm vaping. And when I was like 16 or 17, we took a trip to Nashville. I think it was Nashville. It was my mom, my ex-boyfriend, and my dad. Took a trip to Nashville, stayed in an Airbnb, and she smelled something coming from the bathroom that I just came out of. She accused me of smoking cigarettes in the bathroom. I'm like, Mom, I don't smoke cigarettes. Like, I don't know what kind of, like, delusion your nose nostrils have, but I don't smoke. I do now. Different ways. Anyways. There's a place in town that I like to get my disposables from, and that's the Delta 8, Delta 9. I don't really know what I get or what I pull each time. As long as it's Delta 8, Delta 9, that's usually what I get. There is sativa, indica, and hybrid. With disposables, I don't always know what to get because I don't like disposables because there's the added chemicals and extra stuff in that form that you don't know of. So like when you think of cannabis, you want to do it because it's true and it's natural and it's a better alternative to prescriptions, but be careful because the disposables are just like nicotine sticks. They have extra chemicals and additives in that. That's not always the best route. But if I'm traveling, like, it's easier to travel with the disposable, and I travel a lot, so I'll usually take a pen with me if I'm traveling. If I'm inside, for instance, if it's cold outside or if it's raining, I will use my pen. And I usually do indica. Indica is a strain that is in the couch. That's what is going to make you sleepy. And then sativa, I don't know what the slang for it is. It's just, that's what gets me throughout my day. And then hybrid is a good relaxing mix. I don't usually go for hybrid because I usually want to either feel very, 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 very active or I want to be knocked the f*** out. It's sleep. I would say the main reason I use cannabis is for my mental health, my routine. It kicks me into a routine. And my sleep, like, I work from my phone. I don't always know when to turn my phone off, especially when I'm laying in bed and I feel like I've been scrolling for hours and hours and hours. Cannabis helps me so much. It shuts my eyes. This is a personal choice and it's not going to be for everybody. And I just want to stress that I'm not trying to influence anybody to do it. I'm just showing the half of my mental health and what has helped my mental health. Like this is all things and tools that I have learned to apply. And I also want to talk about the way that people perceive me when I am high, or if they know that I do cannabis. Something that really grinds my gear is when, like, we have my inner circle of people and they know how my mannerism is when I am using cannabis. You know, there's not really much that changes other than the fact that you can clearly tell. Like, you can tell my eyes will be super, super squinty. But I feel like I'm the most functional person when it comes to cannabis. Like, I know a lot of people can't handle it. They can't tolerate it. They can't go about their day. They have to have it blocked off. They gotta wait until the end of the day. They can't have anybody look at them. Or they're constantly wearing sunglasses. A good indicator would be if I'm wearing sunglasses, I'm probably vibing. But what makes me mad is, like, when people are around me that aren't around, like, high me, and they treat me differently. Or, like, a good way to compare it would be somebody that's super, super drunk and not there. That's how they think I am. When in really, I am, like, hyper-focused, thinking of anything and everything. Like, I might be staring at the wall, but there's so many thoughts going through this mind. Like, I gotta pay my bills. I gotta do this. I got this project tomorrow. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a fly trapped in a car? Like, can a fly be trapped in a car and die after a certain amount of time with heat? I think about that. I don't like that. Like, when, you know, you invite people over, you're around the certain people. And this goes for drinking, too. When people think that you're super, super, super drunk and incoherent and you can't do anything for yourself, I hate that. It's like, hey, hi, I am high, but I'm fine. Thank you. Stop looking at me differently. And I don't like when people pull out their cell phones. Like, they think it's so funny. What is so funny about that? Like, that I'm more coherent than you right now. Like, make it make sense. Another thing, people think that this is me assuming, because I have talked about it before. Code word, gardening. If I say I'm gardening, you should know what that means. I don't know where I'm going next, but hey. I don't have much else to say over cannabis. So I guess if you have other questions about cannabis and you want to ask me, let me know. I'm hoping to find some kind of sponsorship or some sort of cannabis company to work with me for this podcast specifically. Just to show you, like, cannabis isn't scary. When I first started out, I thought it was super overwhelming. I felt like you really do have to do your research when it comes to cannabis and what's going to work for you, what's not going to work for you. I mean, you will always have those people that will look at you differently or treat you differently or think that you aren't going to live up to your full expectation because you are using a substance. Little do they know. And that's when you say you can't educate the uneducated and you keep rolling with whatever works for you. Truly. Whatever the fuck works for you. I get so defensive over it too. It's like, okay, I smoke. There's nothing you can do about it. You don't see me in a doctor's office wasting $150 for a damn copay. And then another, what, $150 for prescriptions every single month that I have to drive into town to get and pick up? No. So I'll talk about my routine a little bit. So I try to go to one dispensary, the same dispensary that people should know who I am, but every time, it is kind of a drive for me, because, you know, I was not legal and Missouri is really not that far. So I go to the same place in Kirksville. It's like Missouri Health and Wellness or something. And I usually order in bulk, if that makes sense. I will get a lot so I don't have to go back. And I haven't been back in months because I bought, like, individual sativa, indica, and hybrid nuggets to, you know, grind up and put in my bowl. I have an elephant. My bowl is an elephant. My lighter is a mallard duck. The flame comes out of its mouth. It's pretty sick. I actually got it from Tractor Supply. I got that lighter from Tractor Supply. See, and that's why I think I'm gonna work with cannabis companies to show you these products, because a lot of it is scary. I feel like even me exploring businesses to work with, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, is that something that will benefit me? Can I use that? What is that? Is that different from sativa? Like, there's this one where it looks like a diffuser. Like, the base of it is a diffuser, and you put like a cup. You put a cup on the diffuser, you hit a button, and then it's just smoke that's sitting in the cup. And then you take this cup wherever you want, wherever you go, and you breathe the smoke in, and whatever you don't breathe, like whatever's remaining, it stays in that cup for you to use later. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is this a vape? Like, what is this? It's like the businesses that I see for cannabis online, the ads, they don't really explain themselves very well. So I would love to get a cannabis company on board, even though that might be, you know, it's not for everybody, obviously, but I figured I'd do an episode over cannabis because I do have so many people ask me questions about cannabis. What do I use? How much do you use? But to wrap up this episode, we'll talk about my own worth a little bit more. And I just want to reiterate that you should always talk to your healthcare professional, your provider, whoever that is. To circle back with my own worth in the self-love page, I found it as a tool that was helping myself, but it was also helping thousands of others online. And the summer of 2022, my mental health like increased. I don't know what had happened. Maybe it was just the warmer months coming in. It was summer. I don't know if I was socializing more. I've just seen a very big spike in my mental health, and I was happy and I was healthy, and I debunked, you know, the way that I looked at myself and the way that I talked to myself. I was not nice to myself at all. I had thoughts that nobody should think of, especially when it comes to your body image. Like, I see everybody being, I wouldn't say equally beautiful, but like everybody has their own unique beauty, and God created you to be you. There's no other you out there except for you. You only have one life. Don't die sad. Like, especially when it comes to your body image. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm moving, I'm able to move my body, I can move my muscles, I'm able to work out, I'm able to eat healthy, I'm able to go to the gym. Those are all things that you are able to do. And I did not realize that. Like, I neglected myself so hard. But I've started my own worth back up. I've been doing some posts. I've been doing some posts on Lemon 8 too, if you have that. I've been doing a lot of posts on there that just get my creative juices flowing. And I have been making posts late at night, like right after I've smoked a bowl and I'm vibing. And it's just like, honestly, those are all my high thoughts, are everything that I'm posting on Lemon 8. I don't think I would ever address to you guys online or in a TikTok video if I was high or not. And I'm sure that there's some people that can tell if I'm high or not, but that's never something I will address. And the furthest I will go is say, hey guys, I've gardened, like a little disclaimer. And so if you see my squinty eyes, that's why I just got done gardening. I don't know, it's just like a taboo topic. I don't want to talk about it because I feel like the people that know, know, and the people that don't need to. Like, I don't want people that aren't educated to stumble across something that I do and get, like, a whole different perspective or outlook on me just simply because of that little clip or that five-second picture or Snapchat that I had posted about gardening or my eyes being squinty. Yeah, my own worth, I've been doing some posts on there, so if you want to give it a follow, it's my own worth, all one word. It's self-love, mental health, inspiration. I'm also wanting to pick back up on showing off followers of mine. I did this segment and I would, you know, have people DM me and tell me about their self-love journey or their mental health journey. And I would put them in a segment and post them and just shed light on their story and their lives. So I'm going to start that back up if you want to give my own worth a follow. It's also such a good safe place. Like, it's my safe place. It's many other safe places for all of the followers that I have on there. I get a lot of DMs and I see a lot of things and I read a lot of things in the DMs. Some make me cry. Some make me so happy. Sometimes it's a happy cry. Sometimes it's a sad cry. And I just really want to express gratitude for everybody that has stuck with me by my side through this whole journey. Yeah, that's my take on cannabis and mental health. And if you want me to touch up more about this, maybe this is a topic I can bring to My Unworth. So make sure you are following My Unworth on Instagram. In other words, I'm probably going to wrap this episode up. I'm praying and hoping that this episode turns out, because my ADHD ass is going crazy and these words aren't making sense. Like all my thoughts that I have on this phone, it's like, what? What? I bet you can't guess what I'm going to be doing after this episode. I should have been doing it for this episode, but I didn't want to psych myself up and just completely go, you know, AWire. So I'm going to be gardening. It's storming outside. Good thing I have a covered porch. That's another thing. I don't like smoking in the wintertime. Like, bud, disposables. I do disposables more in the wintertime. Anyways, all right, this is Reloading with Brittany Scoble. Hey, dude, I'm so... This is Reloading with Brittany Scoble. We are out of here.